This is the Jeff Rubin, Jeff Rubin Show. I am Jeff Rubin, and this is the 50th episode of this podcast, so I wanted to do something a little special. Welcome to the Great American DVD Swap. Let me tell you how this is going to work. I've invited several friends over. They have all brought their extra DVDs that they don't want anymore, and we are going to try to trade them with each other so that ideally we all leave here tonight with new DVDs that we do want. Everyone got it? Good. Let's meet the friends. Going around the table, immediately to my left, Saturday Night Live writer, Sarah Schneider.
Hi.
Moving, what is that, clockwise? Moving around the table, clockwise it is then, internet animation superstar Dan Meth.
Hey Jeff, how you doing?
College humor writer, Pack
Assels. Great mic technique there, Dan.
Pack Assels. And finally, back all the way around on my right, College Humor's Josh Rubin.
Yeah.
All right. And I think with that, we're ready to start swapping. Just real quick, let's go around and kind of give people a sense of what we've brought here. What, in your opinion, is like the most valuable DVD? If everyone just quickly say maybe the one or two most valuable DVDs in their perception that they brought today.
I just wanted to clarify because you were like, they brought their extra DVDs that they don't want anymore. And I just have brought all my DVDs.
I also
that
did that.
I don't want anymore.
Everything's on the table. There's just certain ones. I'll just have certain ones that I probably don't want to get rid of. Unless, you know.
Oh, wow. Unless the
offer grease the
is
wheels.
Right.
So I guess what I meant to say is those that followed instructions only brought the DVDs they didn't want anymore.
I mean, these aren't the DVDs I don't want anymore. It's just all my DVDs.
So you're saying you don't want those and we shouldn't give you a premium for them.
I guess, you know, it does kind of get to one problem with the premise of this whole thing is that does anyone even want any DVDs anymore? Like,
it's going to have to be a real winner.
I feel like these almost represent DVDs more. Like, these represent...
Well, next week you're doing the Great American mini disc swap. Everyone bring your unused mini discs.
So, you know, just looking at my stack, one thing I'm pretty proud to present is The Simpsons Complete Sixth Season. The thing is, I have the box version of all The Simpsons, and for this one I got this stupid plastic Homer head, and I hate it. And I've been looking for an excuse to get rid of it and replace it. It kills me.
Wow, you're really selling it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this piece of garbage.
But inside the stupid plastic Homer head is the sixth season of The Simpsons, possibly the best season of possibly the best show of all time.
Can you just give me the Homer head and you can keep the DVDs? Because I like it, actually.
No. Oh, maybe let's see what comes up on the swap.
Bro, I was kidding.
I also got some South Park seasons. I got The Matrix. Obviously, a movie I'm not going to watch anymore.
These South Park seasons are unopened.
Yeah, I'm talking a mint first
that
and second season.
Wow.
I'm going to keep it unopened because that's going to be a mint condition collector's item.
If anything here is completely without worth, it might be the South Park DVDs since they now have every episode of South Park online for free, probably for the rest of time.
Oh, right.
But, you know... full resolution. You want to see?
You want to see the DVD menu?
They got
some.
Never
know what's on that.
There's some storyboards, some concept art. You could
Kathy Lee Gifford Zilla. You guys remember second season? So that's what I brought, Sarah. What is in your your binder?
Do someone else because I actually have.
All right, Dan. Let's skip Sarah. Dan, what is it? What do you bring?
Well, see, I never really wanted any DVDs, so I only have two that I don't want.
Wow.
Because I only have like five. Period. One is Laser... Am I going through the...
Yeah, just...
Okay, first one is Laser Mission, starring Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee. This was a dollar. It's...
I want to see you, like, turn your one DVD into, like, a huge collection, like that paperclip. Like, you keep trading up.
That's the late Brandon Lee, so you're not going to get... You know, he's not making any more movies.
I got to say, I do like The Crow. I am into The Crow, and I don't think I've ever seen another Brandon Lee movie, so I'm not disinterested.
The thing about The Crow, he's pretty good in that because he doesn't have any lines. He's a silent, deadly warrior. You kind of realize why that's good in this movie.
I got to tell you, what's amazing about this movie is the fact that the entire soundtrack is the same song by Mark Knopfler's brother.
Oh, I like Mark Knopfler.
So, he kind of sings like Dire Straits also. So if you like this one song, you'll like this movie. The second DVD is a Ukrainian animation that I bought in Ukraine, except you need like a European DVD player to play these.
I think Dan just stopped at Canal Street on the way here and grabbed the first two things someone shoved in his face.
A lot of DVDs on the table, a lot of cookies.
I think just to sell up this DVD more, this Laser Mission DVD, it's actually two movies on one disc. Mm-hmm. And the second one also kind of notable, right?
Yeah, this is Abraxas starring Jesse Ventura, and I've never
Abraxas
watched
Guardian of the Universe.
I've never watched it. There's also a Santana album called Abraxas.
You got both those movies for a dollar?
Yeah.
That is...
It could be yours.
An amazing bargain.
Did both? You only buy them for, like, the titles and covers?
It said Laser Mission, and I said, I need to have whatever that is.
But you didn't have it.
No, I didn't
never
have...
never had it.
No.
What if it's great, and you're giving it away?
Well, I've watched Laser Mission, but not Abraxas.
That shows where you're fired. That zipping you just heard, Pat going into his binder. Pat, what are some of the high value items you have brought today?
Well, like Sarah, I also thought I just brought kind of all my DVDs, or almost all of them. I'm not sure if I want to give all of them away, but I figured put them all on the table. Maybe I'll get an offer I really like. You never know. Most of my DVDs that I bought in this period when I was like in high school, when I had a job, and other than like gas for my car, I had no expenses. So, like, I would just spend my money on DVDs.
All the DVDs are Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are, they do kind of skew, like, Independence Day I got here.
What? You have two Independence Day DVDs.
Well, this is, one's the bonus disc.
Oh, of course.
I'll trade you for just the bonus disc.
Yeah, it raises a question. I mean, obviously, I'm assuming you want both of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, you want to see the alternate Independence Day ending where Randy Quaid saves the day. Instead of that, or he flies the crop duster plane instead of the jet, which exists.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, doesn't he fly the crop duster in the movie?
He flies the jet into the spaceship at the end.
But there's an alternate ending.
Where they don't let him fly, so he just like takes off in his crop duster. It's awful.
What makes it worse than the actual ending?
Because it's like you have to believe he like straps a nuclear like he straps a bomb to his crop duster, and like crop dusters can't keep up with fighter jets.
That makes sense. That's a good point.
Also, I will say, I have also indicating the era in which I bought these, a huge quantity of Kevin Smith films.
You know, I have Mallrats, and I actually left, I left Mallrats on the shelf. Not that I ever intend to watch it again, maybe once before I die, but it's almost so personal to me, like, because, you know, I was also into Kevin Smith movies in high school, like, I have an emotional attachment to, the idea of Mallrats more than I ever actually want to watch the movie again.
I just never need to watch. I mean, they were big, very important to me when I was growing up, but I got some Kevin Smith deep cuts, like this little independent film he did. That's not Clerks. The animated series, that's up there. So.
You know, I used to own Clerks, the animated series, and I haven't seen it, like, recently. I was like, where is that?
Maybe. What are you getting at, man?
What about you, Josh? What did you bring?
I'm just going to say right off the bat, I stole this from my sister and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm kind of into The Kite Runner.
That's Mark Foster, who directed like Finding Neverland.
That's right.
And...
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I want to see what rules he, you know, what lessons he took from Kite Runner and applied to Casino Royale.
The same director?
I think so. Mark
Foster. He did direct a...
Did he do
he,
Green Lantern
he's
as well?
Doing... No.
Oh, that's
Lord.
Mark Campbell. I'm yeah. sorry. But anyway, yeah, I think Kite Runner is actually the most valuable to me, only because I haven't seen it. But I also I have those sort of moments where I look at it, and you know, on like a rainy day, I'm like, oh, which DVD should I watch? If anything, you know, when I wouldn't conveniently just turn on Netflix, and I look at the Kite Runner, and I think, oh, this would be nice, except that it's about, you know, two kids who have a you know get raped and. It's Middle Eastern.
Just taking a quick skim at your pile, I hope you don't mind, but the a lot of stand-up DVDs in there.
Well, you said things I don't want. I think there's only so many times you can watch Robin Williams live on Broadway and Eddie Izzard Dressed to Kill.
I don't know the Robin Williams one. Eddie Izzard Dressed to Kill is obviously great, but
it's
I think that kind of that's kind of the problem with stand-up DVDs is, like, how many times can you watch them?
Yeah.
That said, I own and have a lot of concert DVDs, some of which are here on the trading floor with us today. Stop Making Sense, which is one of my favorite movies. There's a poster for it behind me, and I would never trade, except I repurchased it on Blu-ray. I also saw it in Sarah's binder, so Stop Making Sense, Price to Move. I also have this Devo DVD, which is actually really crazy, because Devo was, like, making videos when, you know, kind of pre-MTV, and there's, like, some just, like, weird experimental VHS stuff in there, and it's actually really cool. Sarah, we're back around at you.
All right.
What would you say is valuable in here?
I'm flipping. Well, I have some Blu-rays.
Whoa!
If anyone wants to take this whole affair up a notch.
What do you got?
I think I have all of Planet Earth on Blu-ray.
That's a good one.
That is a huge, huge get.
So, if anyone wants to pull out some some high roller, or some high.
I'll give you Mall Rats for the entire planet Earth on Blu-ray.
I'll give you a King Kong HD DVD for all of them.
Oh, yeah, you should have brought your HD DVDs.
I do have like 15 HD DVDs. I'm that guy who was like, oh, I'm telling you, the Xbox
you
external drive.
I made a party once. Like,
I played like 300 King and Kong. King Kong in the background.
You were so proud of
but
it.
But on mute.
You have the HD DVD player. You don't have like a standalone.
No,
I have
an Xbox external drive, which came with a free HD DVD copy of King Kong. So that's how I have that.
That was such a crossroads. I remember it. You'd aggressively be like, well, I'm going
to
have faith
in
this.
I have to make a decision.
Or have faith in this.
I think neither really took off until... Yeah.
I think when Spielberg endorsed Blu-ray, I think that was it.
I think maybe a lot of it was porno embracing Blu-ray. Is that possible? I think that's a piece of it. It's like the porn industry was like, we're doing Blu-ray. And HD DVD like packed up shop. And they're like,
that's all it ever takes.
Definitely.
Yeah. I have a lot of ladies' movies. If anyone has never been too embarrassed to buy anything, but want to see it somehow.
You know what I've never seen and I've heard a lot about is Notting Hill. You got Notting Hill in there?
Ooh. I don't know.
Oh, you have Love Actually.
I've never seen that either.
True, yeah.
Both great.
So, let's...
Wait, I'm not done. I also have other cool things.
Okay.
This is actually kind of cool. It's a double feature of Tommy Boy and Black Sheep on one DVD. Ooh. So it's
two
for the price of one.
Well, they're pretty much the same movie, so...
Oh.
Is that Solaris? I saw Solaris. Is that the American or the Russian?
So the other thing is that this collection is both mine and my boyfriend's combined. So some of these I don't know, and I'm willing to just trade them.
Uh-huh.
Blind.
Where's my Solaris DVD, babe? What? I'm in the mood to watch a psychological thriller with George Clooney on a spaceship.
But I got Independence Day.
Not the same.
So, looking around, anyone, what are people interested in?
I have one other item that I wanted to highlight. When I was in college, my house got robbed. It got broken into over Thanksgiving vacation, and they took everything in the house, including the washer and dryer. Like, they backed up a truck to our house and took everything because we were away. When we got home, the place was completely ransacked. All of our DVDs were gone, our TVs were gone, you know, like all everything. Except on one shelf was my copy of, the only DVD left, my copy of You Got Served, the movie, which they passed over in favor of just leaving behind. And I brought it today, so if anyone wants that little piece of history, great movie also.
Wow. Oh, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
Excellent adventure.
Bill Sadler is the Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw him on a train on a Metro North.
What else is he
in New York?
What else is he in? What else is he in?
Shawshank Redemption.
Demon Knight.
He's in the Shawshank Redemption. He's the he's that kind of the funny kind of great film,
really?
Which just coincidentally enough, I happen to have. I'm willing to trade. It's a great Frank Darabont, Tim Robbins. You know, considered one of the greatest films of all time.
If you want to see the Shawshank Redemption, just like turn on cable and wait 15 minutes.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What is a lost art is the DVD cover, so, like the actual disc.
Yeah.
Some of these are really cool looking. Look at this
Kubrick collection.
Fight Club CD.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
A nice one.
The girl with the dragon tattoo DVD that came out, since the whole movie's all about she's like a hacker and uses computers a lot, it looks like just a Sony burned DVD with like written with marker on it. But that's like what you actually buy in the box. It's really clever.
That's cool.
I don't have that for sale. There's too much.
We have doubles. Love Actually.
Yeah, Pat, I'll trade you a Love Actually for a Love Actually.
Let's trade Love Actually. This is the beginning of a romantic comedy.
Josh, I see you brought. Not only Batman and Robin, but also...
An unopened Batman and Robin.
But you also have 60s Batman, the original 60s Batman movie.
Unopened.
Oh, wow.
Unopened.
That one's... I have that. That stayed on the shelf for me. I was like, no one's getting my 60s Batman movie. That's what I'm going to want to treasure forever.
You know, I got to say that I have, you know, a few unopened ones in here, including disc one of SCTV,
ooh,
which for any, you know... Community,
totally.
Which is kind of sad that I never opened it, but if anybody else wants it, I would... Love Fight Club. But I think, you know, and this is another really interesting one. I just saw this and thought, oh, cool. I love acting so much, I'll buy it. New York Stories, three short films directed by Woody Allen, Francis Ford Coppola, and Martin Scorsese, respectively.
I just want the Woody Allen one. Is that going
to
work?
I need to break it into third. But the Francis Ford Coppola one is called Life Without Zoe, and it was written by him and like a 9-year-old Sofia Coppola, and it's terrible. It's like it's about a rich girl that lives in like a New York like penthouse with her dad. Like that's the it's very relatable.
The Scorsese one is the Nick Nolte is the painter.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Oedipus Rex is the Woody Allen one when his mother dies and her head like floats around in the sky and everybody can see her.
That sounds like the most Woody Allen thing in the world.
Yeah, but she just she just embarrasses him. But it's like this phenomenon that's like sweeping the nation is a man's mother's head in the sky and she just starts saying. Woody, you remember when you were a baby and you used to, pee your pants? And
this
just
is
like,
crazy.
Oh. Mother, please.
When you said Oedipus Rex, I thought that was the movie with Whoopi Goldberg and the dinosaur. I want to start. That's Theodore Rex. Can I see your binder? Like, you're looking through it. You know what you got. I want to look through it and find something I want.
I have something that I want to try and trade to Josh.
Ooh, I need to take notes because I know you said something that I would like.
Oh. I have the entire Indiana Jones collection, most recent one, but ooh. I kind of just want to trade you just the fourth bonus material disc of Indiana Jones.
Right, yeah.
I do think, Josh, if I may, you seem like someone who might enjoy owning the bonus material, yeah.
I mean, how long is it?
I don't know. Like 31 minutes.
Pat, I'm not just interested in this copy of a Dr. Harbaugh sing-along blog.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Although, also, another thing that's completely free on the internet. So I guess, in a way, everything in the world is free on the internet.
Yeah, I also think I actually purchased it on iTunes. But
yeah.
Here's
what's on that. Here's why you should get that. It's not on the internet.
Oh, the
Commentary the Musical, which is amazing. They did an entire...
Whoa.
Joss Whedon and the whole cast and crew did a musical commentary. I mean, it depends on what he's offering. I didn't say that. I mean, make an offer.
My Giant on DVD. for... So I own My Giant on DVD.
Yeah.
I think I got it from the last time I had one of these DVD swaps, and I think it might have been like a Lucy, like at the end, like it was just someone had it. Like at the end, people were just like, here's the stuff I want so little, I'm just going to leave it on the table. Like take it if you want
like
for free.
Like at the end of a garage sale where you just put everything into the free box and go inside.
So I got My Giant, and the only time I ever used it was like my Xbox, like the drive on my Xbox One. Was broken and like I needed to test it and I was like disassembling the drive and like putting stuff in and then reassembling it and turning the Xbox on to test it and I was like well what am I going to use to test it and I looked and My Giant was the least important DVD on the entire shelf so that's what I used.
That's actually a quote on the front of the box like use it to fix your Xbox.
What would George Mirishan say?
I got some Simpsons here. I got Ben Stiller Show season one.
That's it. That's a huge get.
I'm interested in that.
It might be the whole series, actually. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. That's
May
a
I
huge
see it?
Get.
I just watched a clip of that yesterday online.
I rented that a few years ago. I thought it was very good.
It is really good.
Wow, you rented it.
It's kind of...
You went to Blockbuster Media and rented
it? You rented this.
I trade and barter for my DVDs.
I have a question.
I think I also picked this up at the DVD swap.
Can I see it?
Yeah. I think it's the whole series, and it's very good.
No, I mean, Bob Odenkirk wrote for it. He's in it.
Of course.
David Cross, right?
The cool thing about it...
Apatow and...
I think I've never seen the whole series.
The coolest thing about the show is that it is, like, the most 90s dated show ever, because it's sketch comedy, so it's, like, topical, so it's, like, they're doing...
a lot of parodies, a lot of, like...
There's a recurring 90210 parody they did.
Oh, awesome.
There's, like, some John McEnroe humor.
Right, but it kind of makes... It all kind of works, too. There's a sketch about like a shampoo commercial and Ben Stiller just like the annoying 90s friend that was in like every commercial in the 90s and stuff.
It is pretty good and I'm not trading it.
What are you looking for? What do you want?
Well, I feel like you're going to have to sweeten the deal beyond Dr. Horrible.
Really? Dr. Horrible's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's only like 40 minutes. That's the whole Ben Stiller show.
How long? How
That's
many episodes
true.
Is that?
That's
true. 13 episodes.
All right. Well, I mean, what else
I'm
do you want?
I'm still flipping.
I saw something in Pat's that I would like, but I don't think there's anything that I have that you would take.
What is it? I'm not disinterested in the Xbox games you brought, because I do have an Xbox.
Okay, well, I would give you as many of these as you wanted for Squid and the Whale. Is it that good?
I'm a big Squid and the Whale fan. It's one of Jeff Daniels' best performances.
I have, right, people.
I'm fucking breaking ground. Jeff Daniels. You can get ready, pumped for the newsroom.
Oh,
yeah,
I am.
So good.
Olivia Munn.
Pat, is this Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2 on one disc?
It is.
Man, I can't believe this disc can contain that much movie.
Dude, okay, that's fair. That's two films.
Well, I don't want Teen Wolf. Hold on. I don't want Teen Wolf.
Do you want Teen Wolf 2?
Pat and I both have Point Break, of course, but the DVDs look very different.
I think I believe mine is the ultimate Rush edition. So, guys, if you want Sarah's, you're not getting the full premium Rush experience.
Yeah, but yours doesn't have Swayze or Keanu on it.
On the cover?
Yeah, it's just a wave.
That's a negative.
I'll do Point Break and Dr. Horrible for Ben Stiller's show.
I'm a level with you. I'm probably not getting rid of Point Break.
Yeah, I gotta respect that.
You don't have it?
I saw a picture of Pat's E.T. DVD, but it has a picture of, on the DVD, it has E.T. and Steven Spielberg, not E.T. and Elliot.
I had that box. That's from the box set where it's, you get both the original version and like the sanitized remake version they did where like they got rid of all the guns and stuff.
Josh, can I see your stack?
Dan, let me put this out there.
Yeah.
I will trade you. I have a weird animation DVD.
Oh, yeah?
Of The Brothers Quay.
Oh, cool.
Are you familiar with The Brothers Quay?
Did they do that Tool video?
Probably. I was going to describe it by saying it looks like they did a Tool video. It's I'm not really well versed enough to say exactly what The Brothers Quay did because I never watched this DVD, quite frankly. But there's a bunch of cool, kind of trippy Tool video-ish animations. I think they're very innovative and well-respected in the animation world. And it's kind of a weird animation DVD. I'd trade it to you for your weird animation DVD.
You want the Ukrainian one?
Yeah, I want the Ukrainian one.
That's a deal. But
deal.
Whoa!
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
I want to make sure it's. I want to just.
Hey, this box is empty.
Thank you. Yeah, you did hear me say that won't play on a DVD player, right?
I can get around that. I think. We'll figure it out.
I would like to do a trade if you're willing.
Ooh.
Squid and the Whale, which you expressed interest in.
I did.
For the exact opposite of that, Call of Duty World at War for Xbox 360.
In other words, it's time for me to be cultured and you to stay home and not get laid.
Just I'm sure Noah Baumbach is like shedding a tear listening to this. Like, what do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
another
I'll take
deal,
it. Call of Duty World at War for Squid and the Whale.
Do you have it? Cool.
Yeah, no boxes for me and Pat. Well,
Jeff and I still have not reached an agreement on the Ben Stiller show.
That's a huge
Let me throw out some other things I brought that are kind of interesting. Here's something I bought for a dollar that I thought was kind of cool. It's some You Bet Your Life episodes with Groucho Marx.
Ooh, that is kind of cool.
Dan laughs. I can't tell if he's laughing with the DVD or at it.
I'm laughing at it.
When you watch most, like, you know, old vintage comedy, I think a lot of it doesn't hold up, but I love watching Marx Brothers movies. There's also a Marx Brothers movie poster behind you. There's posters for all of my interests surrounding this. So I saw this for a dollar and I bought it. It's kind of cool because you never really get to see, it's just like, it's not the movies, you know, it's just kind of Groucho screwing around, and I thought it was kind of cool. I probably should have mentioned I paid only a dollar for it, though.
Those are like the public domain ones, right? Like the ones you find in the 99-cent store?
I'd say yes, but I don't think this would possibly be public domain because it was on TV. Like, surely CBS or something still owns it. But yeah, in that bin anyway.
Oh my God, this is a Blind Melon?
Yeah, I have a Blind Melon DVD.
DVD.
It's pretty good. I like Blind Melon.
I love Blind Melon.
Okay. All right, so maybe let's talk a little. That's a pretty good one. I wouldn't let that one go cheap.
What will you give me to take this?
Ooh, Sarah, I see something you have that I want.
What is it?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I know I didn't say it because I kind of thought you guys all already had it.
No, I have a couple of John Carpenter movies, but not that one.
You own Extract?
Through. This is my brother's
movie. Yes, I liked Extract, actually.
Starring Teen Wolf 2's Jason Bateman.
That's true. Yeah, I'm a Jason Bateman completist.
They're on one disc.
Well, keep it in mind, Sarah. I mean,
I'll look through your book.
Yeah.
Hey, Penn and Teller bullshit. Someone wants this, right? Come on.
May I see it? I'm just looking.
Now, I know this is... You are getting an entire... I'm just looking. Like,
you just
touched it. It's yours. You know, this is a full season of a TV show, but I'm going to value it a little less than that because I'm never going to watch again. It's kind of fun.
Totally. I mean, like, if you've ever wanted conspiracy theories shouted at you by two magicians, this is a deal for you.
It's their agenda.
We also have two copies of Waking Life if anybody is looking
just
for that.
Straight up
that happen?
Gem. Adam and I both owned it and then came together.
I've never seen Waking Life, but I kind of want to.
I was a little embarrassed.
Boring soundbite. That was the most boring soundbite.
That's the only thing it keeps.
Waking Life's, I'm embarrassed by this because it's a good movie. It was one of the only movies I ever walked out of. Because I worked in the mall, and I always see, there was this weird movie theater that showed movies like that. And I started watching it, and now having seen it, I get what it is. I love it. At the time, it's just not what I was looking for. I was just out of work, and I was like, so I left. By the ninth discourse on philosophy, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go see Big Trouble.
Ooh, I want this Children of Men.
Really?
Yeah, I love movie. That movie so much.
One of my favorites.
I saw it in theaters.
It's pretty good. It's funny. Like that and Inception are probably two of the most recent DVDs I've bought because
totally.
Well, you know, I.
All right. Keep it in mind.
Anyone want The Matrix? The Matrix is good. You guys remember The Matrix?
I must own The Matrix.
Yeah, it does feel like it was legally required.
Definitely.
Between the ages of 10 and 20 in the 90s.
I think it was the first DVD to break a certain record or sell more than than VHS or something.
This was actually really funny. Reno 911, the movie.
Yeah, I liked Reno 911.
Totally.
Can you enjoy it without having watched the series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Right. That's an interesting one.
Sarah, I oohed at Idiocracy.
Idiocracy would be a tough one for me to get like a. I love that movie.
I think Memento might have been the first DVD I bought.
Wow, I can see that.
The first DVD you guys bought?
I think mine was Jurassic Park.
I can tell you the first CD, Presidents of the United States of America. I love that song, tape. Lump.
Mine might be Blade the Vampire Hunter. Blade the Vampire.
I think it's just called Blade.
Taste have changed.
Okay. So I kind of felt that as it was coming out of my
mouth. You got the Asylum DVD knockoff of it.
Your first DVD you ever bought is here.
Pretty solid DVD. I don't know if I'm willing. I guess it has sentimental value.
Spider-Man. I got Spider-Man. You know, relive the magic. We don't need this new one. You can just... You know,
they see that a hero. Remember that was a song, the hit single for it.
I bet that song.
Yeah, definitely. Is it?
Who has the Reno 911 movie? Is that you?
It's Pat, I think.
Yep. Ooh, Josh. Josh is taking notes for the record.
I brought the cards and pen so I could take notes so I could edit this later. I'm not taking notes. Josh is the only person taking notes.
And only selfishly, like, I'm looking through and seeing what I may like. And
He's also wearing a bright colored blazer, like a stock, like on the floor of the stock. I think.
Well, you know, the value of Goodfellas versus Aristocrats.
What have you written down, Josh?
Yeah, Rushmore, Goodfellas, Aristocrats, and Reno 911. Those, I mean, if I could walk away with one of those.
They actually sell those four movies as a box set if you want to get them.
Oh, yeah.
The Aristocrats, Rushmore... box set. Goodfellas box set.
And Tommy Boy.
Pat, what is Mr. Sterling?
Whoa.
Where's Mr. Sterling?
That's so funny.
I marked it.
That was gifted to me. Jeff gave me that.
Burn.
Okay, so Mr. Sterling. Can I handle this one?
Yes, go for it.
Mr. Sterling is...
Just for the record, though, it's in my CD wallet.
Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Sterling is this TV show that was on. I'm so glad I get to talk about this. This is truly the 50th episode.
Can't believe it's like, what are the odds that it would come up?
This is all a long con. You gave Matt this, so you can eventually talk about it.
It was a show that aired in like 2002 or 2003, and it was on NBC, and it actually starred being really famous from No Country for Old Men, Josh Brolin. That's kind of what broke him, right? Like, he's been in movies forever, but...
Yeah.
So it starred Josh Brolin. When he wasn't quite famous enough to be, headlining major summer blockbusters like Men in Black 3. And the idea was that he was a senator. Well, all right, here's what happened. It's tough to focus. There's a lot of DVDs around me. All right. His father was the governor, and a senator in California dies, and they have to replace him with they just pick someone, because I guess that's the law, and they pick this famous governor's kid, Mr. Sterling. And because they think he's just going to toe the line. Like, he's never been involved in politics. He volunteers at a jail. And they think that he's just going to do whatever they say. But then they didn't meet Sterling because he gets there. And
obviously Sterling just kowtows to the big, powerful people, right?
No, he gets there. And he's like, they're like, well, you're a Democrat, right? And he's like, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. And they're like, well, you're a Republican? He's like, I'm an independent. And everyone's like, oh my God, he can't do it. And every episode is just like him doing something they say he can't do. It's like, I'd like to call for a roll call vote. And they're like, Senator, you can't do that. That's not in the... And he's like, I just did. And it's all just Sterling. Like, there's a filibuster in like episode 4. It's a super idealistic show. It's terrible. We got super into it in college.
I mean, and the reason I have it is the thing, because I feel like, it's just like, I didn't really know you that long at that point. And you like gifted it to me. You were like, hey, Pat, listen, you seem to like TV shows and movies and stuff. Like, I'm going to let you in a little secret here. Here's a quasi spinoff to The West Wing that lasted about 6 episodes.
Portia de Rossi is also in it as Sterling's love interest.
It came out right around the time that Richard Dreyfuss did that, did like the Leo. What was that show he did where he was a teacher?
Like a political thing?
No, he was like a teacher. It was like Leo.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
The TV show.
I feel like I'm not selling it well enough. The dad from Boy Meets World was in it. You're selling it way more than it deserves.
You didn't mention that the Black Crows did the title credits. Mr. Sterling and me.
So anyway, yeah. So the show does not exist on DVD, and I downloaded a bunch of them online, and I think that your roommate, who's also my friend Justin, may have given you this.
You gave it to me. It was before I even knew Justin.
I have this, Justin has it, and you have it. And I think this is like the doomsday solution for Sterling. Like, I think these are the only copies of it that exist in the world.
So guys, I mean, it's funny, after all that, no one's even looking up. Like, no interest at all from anyone.
What's next?
Well, do you want it, Pat?
Mr. Sterling?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
Permission.
I own that, actually, which is very improbable that I own that.
What? And you didn't bring it.
I have a bunch of these because these are a dollar each, and
again you have to address what Sarah's point.
The main cost of Laser Mission isn't the dollar; it's the time you spend watching Laser Mission.
Wow,
it's like Jeff sort of his passionate description. No, Mr. Schilling. You're talking about the Doomsday Solution, like. I almost feel like I'm a guardian now.
I don't know if I can. I would love for Dan. I think Dan would love Mr. Sterling. I think Dan would get into it.
Well,
but you already have Laser Mission. Maybe we can organize.
I could trade for this. Your recently acquired whatever this thing is. I'm trying to play hardball. Maybe I'm interested in the stupid animation thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Pat's, I own that.
The interesting thing about Pat's Finder is that there's a Tron double set in here. But Pat lent me Tron, which means you own two versions of Tron.
You still have the version I lent you? That's so weird.
You actually still have my Firefly, I think.
I know.
You've had my Firefly for a while.
It's a DVD swap you guys don't know about.
I don't know why I would own so many versions of Tron. I actually don't like the movie that much.
I like Tron.
It's pretty... The writing's pretty minimal. I think it's just a showcase for this cool special effects, which is awesome.
It's to be projected at parties.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to make a trade for Aristocrats, Sarah.
Whatever
you want.
What?
because I didn't. Bring
I mean, I'm eyeing that Batman.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a fair? That's such a weird trade.
I'll give you Batman and SCTV if you want a girl, because I know you were upset it was
those
half.
Two.
Dude, stop flooding the market. You're ruining it for the rest of us.
I think Batman and SCTV for Aristocrats is a solid deal.
Hold on.
I mean, I have seen Aristocrats enough that I probably won't watch it again, so I'm happy to do one
That's
for
great.
One.
That's great. I would love to know what this joke is. Is this a deal?
Yeah, let's
Batman
do it.
For Aristocrats?
Deal.
Ding, 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 ding.
We keep chanting different things every time.
We did it.
Josh, which bad Batman movie is that you have left there?
I have Batman and Robin.
That is not a bad Batman movie.
Yes, it is.
No way.
That's a great movie.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Batman Forever? This the one
with Arnold?
Yeah.
That's the last one, right?
Of course, that's great.
Gold, ice.
Ice, freeze. Ice.
Gold.
It's vivid. It's vivid.
I'm not saying I don't want to trade for it. I just don't think it's a very good movie.
Just think of it as a token of Virgin Megastore, because this is like one of the last five for $5 I also bought. You know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'd say it's one of your, in terms of movie-wise, I think, as awful as it is,
I was going to say My Giant for Batman and Robin, but honestly, I don't think I want to do that. I kind of like having My Giant on my shelf.
Can I see how many seasons of The Simpsons are you offering, Jeff? Just one?
Just that one.
I'll
throw in a South Park, just a little kicker.
Can I look at your shelf of DVDs that you did not put on the table?
Yeah, sure. I can...
I want to see what got saved, what made the cut.
What made the cut?
This is something... Who was the guy during the LA riots? Who was the white truck driver that they pulled out? I know this sounds off topic.
Rodney King.
No, the other guy, the white guy.
I have no idea.
Reginald Denny, right?
I don't know.
Okay, cut this part.
If you asked who directed the 60s Batman movie, I would have been with you. But you were like, what happened in this important major event? And I'm like,
because one of the actors is named Reginald Denny, and I feel like that's the name of the same guy.
You know what's crazy is I feel like I can name seven actors in Batman, and none of them are Reginald Denny. Like, I know all, Frank Gorshin's the Riddler. And,
I understand. You get your race riots in your Batman.
Jeff, I'm pretty interested in your sixth season of The Simpsons.
What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I mean, why don't you take a look at my...
All right.
What were some of the things? Unfortunately,
Dr. Horrible...
Dr. Horrible, yeah. You got a whole season, though.
Yes, it's true.
But, I don't know,
I'm probably going to have to rebuy that Simpsons, but it'll fit my shelf a lot better. Sarah, going through my DVDs, obviously all the Pixar stuff
like,
is off the mark.
I'm not willing to say that I'm going to give you like a DVD for DVD trade, like one DVD for every
because
it's not really the same.
No.
However, you know, I'm obviously willing to give you like more than one. For example, I know you were interested in Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
Point Break, it's a tough one. I'm not totally willing to
is
trade that
School
one.
Is that School of Rock?
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in School of Rock. I do love School
I
of Rock.
School of Rock. It's great.
Sarah, we can't hear you at all from over there. It's okay.
There he goes. Well, take a look.
Yeah, I'm not just, School of Rock is a movie, and this is very rare, and I think this is, you know, honestly, I just don't watch movies that much anymore, much less movies over and over again. School of Rock, maybe one of the last movies that I watch, I've seen, like, 25 times and probably will continue to watch forever. You're just like, yeah, definitely, you gotta get School
Richard
of Rock.
Richard Linklater, too. 25
is really cool. Excessive, but...
Yeah.
No, I've seen School of Rock. It's always on TV, and like I can always watch it from any point. And I just—it's
very charming. Richard Linklater, Mike White.
I think it's like the perfect Jack Black movie. Like Jack Black, you know, just because School of Rock is so perfectly tuned for him.
Totally. Yeah.
Probably never make a better Jack Black movie than School of Rock.
No. There was that one shot in it. This is totally like film nerding out, but there's one take, one long take where he like walks the kids through the whole song. I don't give anything away for you.
Oh, yeah, it's a great scene.
It's amazing.
He builds a song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The scene at the end when the kids are performing and the fat girl gets on stage.
They're playing It's a Long Way to the Top.
Yeah, and like, AC/DC. She's not real. She thinks she's fat and she gets on stage and like her parents didn't know she could do it and they're like all surprised when she like breaks out that monster solo.
Oh, I thought you meant when the credits are going.
No. Like during the climax of the film.
I know where you're getting. I choked up.
Yeah, it's that part's bit. That's a good scene.
Jeff, I think just while you're I think Dan and I have considered it. We're both passing on Penn and Teller's bullshit. So we're going to give it back to you.
What is The Commitments?
The Commitments is a really cool movie. It's about who directed it? Alan Parker, I think, the Irish director. I might be saying his name wrong. Josh, I don't know. Whatever. It's about a group of musicians in Ireland, in this really poor part of Ireland in the early 90s, who start a soul band. And that's it. And it was written by who wrote it? The dude's name. I don't know.
An
whatever.
Irish soul band?
Yeah.
That sounds
Commitments.
That sounds really cool.
And actually the cast of the movie actually wound up touring as a band for a couple of years after the movie came out.
What's with Twilight Zone Disc 3?
That I think was in my apartment when I moved in.
Only Disc 3. Let's see which episodes are on. Hold on. It says which episodes are on it.
There's one that's written by Richard Matheson.
Steel, A Game of Pool, yes. Walking Distance, and Kick the Can.
So Steel is written by Richard Matheson.
Is that the one that the Terminator sued over? Am I making that up?
Possibly. No, I think the one... but that's the what Real Steel is based on.
So they took Kick the Can, I'm assuming, is a bit they used in the Twilight Zone, the movie. Kick the Can.
But I don't really like
it. That was the worst part of that movie. Me and my brother would leave the house and then come back.
Yeah, whenever it was on TV, it'd be like, okay, now just give me the Wolfman.
Because every other one is awesome in that movie.
Is it Game of Pool the one with, I think it's the one with the guy from The Odd Couple, Jack Klugman,
right? Yeah, he's in a couple of Twilight Zones.
I think that's the one with him where he's like playing pool to become like, he's going to be the best pool player. And then like when he becomes the best pool player, then he has to like wait and challenge other best pool players.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool DVD. Like it's a cool little like sampling of random Twilight Zones. It's all on Netflix now, though, just not to undercut myself.
Stuff on Netflix, it like goes away after a while, right? You think it's going to be there forever, and then
like some of them expire.
Yeah.
Pat, did you look through my book?
I didn't look through. I mean, I was interested in. I know I was interested in. I should look through it actually, though. What do you? I see you're holding a card up, like you
These
have.
These
are
some... the three of yours that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Children of Men, like I said.
Uh huh.
Idiocracy, like I also said, and then I would also love to have They Live.
Ooh. Oh,
great movie.
That's a John Carpenter for John Carpenter trade if I do Big Trouble in China.
True.
They Live.
That's how this all should work out.
Well, that's so interesting. I don't know. Those are three really good
ones.
Children of Men, definitely.
Okay, cool.
The other two, I have to think about it for a second. Yeah, I'll look through, though. I'm sure
when the genres that are swapped are so aggressively different. Like Children of Men for Big Trouble Little China.
Yeah.
Sarah, did you see anything on my DVD shelf you were interested in?
I did, but I don't think you're going to be willing to.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I left
it
there.
It's good.
What is it?
Can I see a card? Can I have a card and pen also?
I would love the first season of Muppet Show.
Yeah, I actually almost brought that down.
Really?
Because I do, but I don't know. I could see wanting to own the Muppet Show forever. Like I could see like as easily as next weekend, like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, like wanting to watch an episode of the Muppet Show, you know?
That's fair.
Showing your children and your children's children.
Yeah. The other one I was interested
showing my friend's children and my friend's children's children.
Oh, creepy Uncle Jeff, who's no one's actual uncle.
He's asking us to watch the Muppets with him.
I was also looking at Coupling.
Oh, I tried Coupling. Coupling's really good.
I've never seen it, but I...
That's a TV show.
You know, yeah, you know what's kind of cool about Coupling is, one, it's really good. It's obviously the British version, not the American thing. And the American version of it that was quite terrible, as I understand it, and canceled after a few episodes. Coupling is really good, and it is by and directed by Stephen Moffat, who has since gained a significant following for Doctor Who, and he's done the Matt Smith seasons of Doctor Who and Sherlock. Both of which were great.
Wow. Yeah,
and
I love Sherlock.
And it's crazy because he did Coupling, which was a very popular sitcom in England, and it's like him doing, like, it's like if the guy that made Friends, like, then went on to develop Lost, you know? Like, yeah. It's, like, completely cool. Different genres. But they're very much of a piece. Like, Coupling, just about every episode of Coupling has some weird thing that's, like, presented out of time or out of sequence, or you see it from different perspectives, and it's good. And I'd trade it, because I don't really watch it anymore.
Interesting.
All right, where's Sarah's thing? So let's organize a trade for Coupling.
Oh, yeah, I'll hand it over.
Pat just looked up like he got busted. I did, but I didn't know what I was...
Pat, what did you...
Do you know what the trade's going to be already, or do you need to browse? I guess I'm kind of browsing now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Pat, what did you jot...
I'm trading with Sarah as well.
What did you jot down this far?
So far, I jotted down...
soap dish.
These are so different. It's insane,
the
two.
I know, these lists are so fun.
The first one is... I saw you had a Radiohead documentary in there, which is
that's really
kind of cool.
What's it called?
What is it called? I don't remember.
I've seen that, though. It's good.
Meeting People is Easy.
Yes.
And the second was National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon, which is a movie I haven't seen in years.
One of my favorite movies.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
I just remember I love the joke when he walked into his trailer and inside
it's
was a mansion.
Cavernous, yeah.
And then he walks in his butt in the moonlight and I'm just walking through the
It's funny when you watch a scary movie and it's like, you're like, oh, that's such a bad movie. Like, oh, but it's like goofy comedy. I'm like, well, so's this and it's so much better, you know? Like,
totally.
There was that scene, where my brother and I used to watch and it was on cable. And that scene, you know, there's that scene where she's describing to the sketch artist what he looked like, but it was a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
And then, like, 30 minutes later in the movie, just in the background of a scene, you see two cops arresting a giant potato head. We rewound it, like, 15 times. It was so funny.
That's funny. Here, let me put this out there. Perhaps there's some sort of three-way trade that can be organized where I give Sarah Coupling, I get Pat's Dr. Horrible,
and then... you take something of mine?
And then what does Pat get from Sarah is the question.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. What is that? You have more stuff that I want than just Big Trouble Little China. So, like,
Dan would like to take this opportunity to bring up Laser Mission again.
I will take any movie. If anybody wants to get rid of something,
hats and pick out the word.
I'll try to use Spider-Man for Laser Mission.
No deal.
No deal.
Anything but that.
I think Josh should go through Pat's binder and pick out.
Pick something random.
Should we just do this three-way trade? I mean, should we just bite the bullet and do it right now, or should we want to wait?
What's the third leg? What's the third leg of this trade?
Is it Big Trouble?
Yeah. I think we're going to do more business,
okay,
Sarah.
All right, so I'm...
You're not done with me.
So wait,
no, you're like,
I'm giving... So, Sarah, why don't you explain what's going on? I'm lost.
You're giving me Coupling.
Yeah.
I'm giving Pat Big Trouble Little China.
Yeah.
Pat's giving you Dr. Horrible.
I'm down with that. All right, do we have a deal?
Triangle.
Ass to ass.
I'm interested in your...
You and I both have the same deluxe DVD set of the Addams Family. I just wanted to bring that up. Addams Family Addams Family Values. Fucking good.
I watched Addams Family. Good. I watched the first Addams Family. This is about a year or two. This is a year or two ago, so fairly recently. I watched that first Addams Family. It was so good, and I could not figure out a way to watch the second Addams Family. And I was like, well, I'm just going to have to fucking buy this movie. I love those two movies. They're so funny.
Was that Tim Burton?
No, it's Barry Sonnenfeld, who did...
Channeling Tim Burton.
Yeah, to a degree. Okay. He went on to do Men in Black and stuff. Okay. But those are such great movies. And yeah, they're both on one disc. That's one of the better two movies on one discs I can think of. No, nothing personal, Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2.
Is the second one, like, as good as the first one?
You've never seen the Addams Family Values with the summer camp?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The summer camp scene at the end stands out in my mind as a particular classic.
Jeff, I picked out some games that I'm interested in. And, you know, obviously you can say, go fuck yourself. But, you know, how many times can you play Red Dead Redemption? I heard is awesome.
Red Dead's really good.
But, I mean, you know, would you play it again? Hey, I'll just keep going through.
I don't want it, but I'll lend it to you if you want. Is that bad deal making?
No, not at all. It's not bad. Yeah, it is.
LA Noire
Just like Goldman Sachs lent their money
thank you
to the homeowners.
L.A. Noire, so you never beat this?
I did never beat it, but I'd say at this point I'm never going to beat it. So I'd give you L.A. Noire.
Is it just not, I mean, I heard this was
no,
good.
No, it's quite good. It's just like you'd never play it twice, I don't think.
Right.
I got a little bored of it halfway through, I thought.
And then the other one is Stranglehold. John Woo's Stranglehold?
Yeah, that game is actually a canonical sequel to Hard Boiled, I believe. One of the John Woo Chow Yun-Fat movies. Yeah, Hard Boiled's the one with all the origami ducks, right? Or is it The Killer? It must be Hard Boiled. So that's actually a sequel to the movie, which is, you know, I like that movie. Pat, you don't like John Woo?
That early stuff is like, I kind of like the middle John Woo when he first came to America and did like Face Off and stuff.
Sure, me too. To be totally honest, I haven't seen like Hard Boiled and that stuff since high school. Loved it in high school.
I just, I don't know, I never like, I know like there's like a sort of Tarantino-ish like awesomeness to it, but I never really totally got bit by the bug. Whatever.
Wait, is Lego Batman any good? I know we played on Bleep Bloop a long time ago.
Yeah, Lego Batman. Oh, yeah, we did play on Bleep Bloop, the whole Batman episode. Lego Batman is pretty good.
And how about Street Fighter?
Street Fighter's good. I could trade Street Fighter.
The more I'm looking through this, I think the only one... Oh, Seraph saw
something. No, go ahead.
The only one I think I'd be willing to trade for anything is L.A. Noire, just because I heard so much about it.
It is really good. L.A. Noire is that's a good find you got there.
I think Sarah and I are really close to a trade here. Can I just jump
let's
in?
Let's do it. Jump over.
So, Sarah, I think... Well, Loaded Weapon probably supersedes Radiohead for me, as it always will. I think I was interested... Some of these are really... kind of like arty film snobby, but your Kurosawa movies, pretty tempting. Yojimbo, and then you had some Kubrick movies that I don't own.
Okay.
And I would love to like actually get all his movies,
but only after I have Loaded Weapon in my
I think probably like either Barry Lyndon or what else do you have? You have like all his movies.
I think this is the full Kubrick collection, which is also Adam's. You and Adam, no wonder you guys are friends. Adam is my boyfriend.
Sarah's boyfriend. Who's also been on the show. You guys were playing Battlestar Galactica?
I think you go farther back. Here's anyway, while you find that, the other one was 500 Days of Summer, which is a movie I really like. I do not own it, but I really like it.
That's a great movie.
But I reread the screenplay recently, and I was like, this is a good movie. And I would love to see it again.
I never saw it.
It's it's good. I'd say it's one of the better romantic comedies that's come out in the last, like,
I really enjoy
decade, really. So, yeah, out of something in that realm. Maybe not the Kubrick movies. I mean, maybe not the I would go Loaded Weapon, some Kubrick movie,
or Barry Lyndon,
500 Days of Summer.
I gotta think about that.
I should have specified which Kubrick movie. That was kind of.
No, I found
that. Sort of bad. What does he have again?
I think it's the collection. So.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, I thought you said you had that.
I do not have that.
Well, you guys are figuring that out. I just want to come back to this whole L.A. Noire thing.
What's at the bottom of your DVD pile there?
Well, Eddie Izzard, Dressed to Kill, and Little Britain.
Little Britain is kind of interesting to me. I've never really watched it. I've heard a lot of good things.
Oh, Little Britain's great.
Is this a Region 1 DVD, or are we going to have to figure out something like with Dan's Ukrainian disc?
Oh, no, that'll play on just any standard Korean DVD player.
Josh, you're pathetic. You're not selling it. Close the deal.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. I also have, of course, the Best of Will Ferrell unopened.
The Game.
Josh is wearing like a short sleeve button down with a tie like a Willy Loman.
I wish I did.
I
used to be on the road.
I used to sell these DVDs. Give me the DVDs. I'll sell them.
Used to be different.
Sarah, how about Children of Men for Loaded Weapon?
Here's the thing. Loaded Weapon is one of my favorite movies. There's a little bit of like
Loaded
an attachment
Weapon,
to
a surprisingly hot item.
For comic nerds, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
and you bringing it up makes me realize how it's been a long time since I watched it. At the very least, let's make a plan to hang out and watch it.
Okay.
Very soon.
No deal.
No deal, yeah. Stop it.
Hang.
No friendship cards. Jeff, Simpsons, the Simpsons thing here. We gotta talk.
Wait. I'm working on this L.A. Noire deal. Okay. I got a blockbuster here. I'll give you L.A. Noire for Little Britain.
And whatever you want.
And Batman and Robin and Eddie Izzard. Is that fair?
Holy crap.
That a lot?
You know what? I don't need them.
Yeah, I don't know.
That lightens my load.
It's an expensive game. I mean, he's getting a deal.
It's a new game.
Batman and Robin.
Eddie Izzard?
Oh, yeah.
I like Eddie Izzard.
It's
blockbuster, 3-for-1 deal.
Jeff
that
wins.
L.A. Noire for Eddie Izzard, Batman and Robin. I'm barely counting. It's like 1-for-2.5. And
that's a good deal.
Little Britain.
You lost out.
Missing out.
I feel great.
That's a good deal. I'll throw in Penn and Teller bullshit if you get it out of my apartment. My pile grows.
Just make it out like a bandit.
It feels good. Just having a big
point,
pile feels
I thought the
good.
Point was to like purge yourself of DVDs, not to acquire more.
It's so true. I'll give you a South Park season. Now I'm just like making deals. We're starting to run out of time here. I'll give you a South Park season for Captain Laser Adventure. I should specify this fifth season of South Park, which is the only one I opened, because the fifth season of South Park is, I think, one of the best they ever did. And it has what I think is, a lot of people think is the best episode they ever did, the Scott Tenorman one. Mm-hmm. And I open it up, and the Scott Tenorman one is actually missing. That disc with that episode is missing. So kind of hobbled. Mm. So I'll trade you that for me, Captain Laser Adventure.
You got it.
Yes!
Woo! Jeff, man.
Making deals.
What's the secret, man? Come on, I haven't closed a deal in months. I gotta get rid of these
DVDs.
You
gotta have brass balls to swap DVDs.
I used to be good, man.
I didn't realize they were Laser Mission and Abraxas were both on one disc.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, Sarah, I'm kind of anxious to find a deal with Sarah here. I feel
like
we both...
She wants Adam. Because the Kubricks are hip. I was going to try and...
Is 500 Days a non-starter for you?
It isn't a non-starter, but it's also something I really like.
Well, I could sweeten the deal. I mean, I could do two. I'll give you two for one.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you two for one on either of those movies. And then maybe a one for one on Kubrick.
I
don't know why Kubrick... Why are we undervaluing Kubrick so much? He's like clearly the greatest filmmaker I've ever lived.
We're desensitized, Pat.
Eyes Wide Shut is like up there for me, but I want to be clear... I appreciate it as a film. I'm not just like trying to buy the closest thing to porno that I could find in Sarah's wallet.
I mean, the ones I won from you are They Live and Children of Men.
Okay, those are two really good movies. Those are two. It's funny, both actually, it's funny you choose those. Both sort of dystopian science fiction films.
Right.
That's actually cool. I like your style.
Everything been okay lately, Sarah?
What's that?
Everything been okay?
No, but they're very similar in a lot of ways.
I also wanted Idiocracy.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so crazy. Well, those are three of my favorite movies I have in there.
Shit.
I would say, okay. I mean, I think I'm willing to part with both of those. I think now that I have
Call of Duty.
Big Trouble. I can't put it in here. Big Trouble with China. I can sort of stop watching They Live and start watching this like every 2 weeks. You know,
I love both those. I'd like watch that immediately after we're done recording.
So yeah, I don't know.
What else did you want?
I was interested in. I think I've kind of cooled on Barry Lyndon. That's probably my least favorite Kubrick movie. I guess either Eyes Wide Shut or Full Metal Jacket.
Would you do 500 Days and Full Metal Jacket for the three that I want?
500 Days and Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
For.
They Live, Children of Men, and Idiocracy.
I don't know. I give you three movies, you give me two movies.
Yeah.
I do not think I could bear to part with all three of those movies.
Got it.
Because they're all really good. And so similar, like, you'd be sucking me of all my weird dystopian cool movies.
True, that's true.
I think two for two, but only one of them can be a Kubrick movie.
Right.
But you could choose the two of the three I want. So basically, I give you Children of Men and They Live.
Okay.
You give me basically either any combination of Loaded Weapon, 500 Days of Summer, and a Kubrick movie. That could be any.
It's brutal.
Loaded Weapon is not going to happen.
I can see it.
Kubrick movie being. Now, Kubrick movie.
So, what's it going to be?
Subclause, though. There's a subclause here. The Kubrick movie that you choose cannot. It has to be. It's really only Full Metal Jacket, Eyes Wide Shut, or Barry Lyndon.
And you don't like Barry Lyndon?
I don't like it, but for you, I'll take it.
Wow.
If that's the one that you're willing to part with to make this deal happen,
I think I'm ready to propose a trade.
Oh, shit.
It is not for The Simpsons. It's for the Ben Stiller
Show.
Sarah,
you think? I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Sarah, you marinate on that. For the Ben Stiller Show, which you were still interested in, right?
I think I'm more interested in The Simpsons.
But are you interested in the Ben Stiller Show?
Sure.
Would you... here's what my proposal. School of Rock and Chappelle Show, season one.
Ooh. That's a little rough. No, I don't think I could do that, because Chappelle Show is like... I mean, Ben Stiller's a... okay sketch show. Chappelle Show is like an amazing sketch show.
I appreciate that. I think they're okay. That's fair. I think they're both really good. It's tough to
I do Chappelle Show. I do that for maybe the Simpsons DVD.
You know, it's tough. I know I said I don't mean to put the Simpsons DVD out there for a teaser, but you know what's tough about these DVDs is they don't have cases. So like I'm gonna bury them in another case and forget I have them, and you know.
Yeah, totally. I understand.
So, Jeff, does that mean that you would take the best of Will Ferrell and the Kite Runner for the Ben Stiller Show?
I do feel like a large part...
So what you're saying is you'll do this?
I think a large part of DVDs, for me, are like... They're almost like decoration. Like, they almost, like, fill up the shelf, you know?
The weird thing is, though, like, it's so weird. I don't know why I'm being hesitant, because, like, I have not watched. I've watched so little.
I don't know why I'm being stingy. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I can't. Well, this. I think I just can't. I don't know what the hell it is.
I guess Simpsons, it's as much as I hate that Simpsons packaging, I put the Simpsons DVDs in all the time.
You can always rent any of these.
If not, stream it for free immediately. Like, I could watch any of these movies on my phone anywhere in the world. We're like completely beyond needing to
I don't
do
know
this.
What it is. I think it's maybe like, it's just, it's night. I don't.
Well, I feel like the game we're playing is like assigning value to them based on their quality.
It's
right?
I think it's like, I don't like. Plan on I'm not necessarily gonna watch Idiocracy for the next couple of months, but it's like nice to know it's there. I wouldn't like I don't want to live in a house that doesn't have a copy of Chappelle Show under its roof.
We're gonna do this with books next month.
I'm sorry we couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, I feel
this
bad.
Is rough.
It's weird. I would also like lend you any of these, like pretty much indefinitely. Like Sarah's had Firefly,
it's the same
which
thing.
Is like one of the best things I own for 2 years now at least, right? So, like, you could pretty much borrow any of them indefinitely, even though I won't trade you for them.
Guys, someone should trade with for the Ben Stiller Show. I mean, if I can't make it happen, I guess no one else really has anything to trade.
Jeff, you can have The Kite Runner, Robin Williams Live on Broadway, and SCTV Disc 1, the lot of comedy.
I borrowed SCTV from Pat, and I actually kept that for a long time.
Why do you own the Ben Stiller Show?
Now
I
mean,
it's a good show,
but
like, at what point did you acquire it?
I think
why?
It was the last DVD. I've only done one of these before, and it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And I think that's where I picked that up. That's where Coupling came from. That is also where Bullshit came from, Penn and Teller's Bullshit. I did not purchase that in a store.
I mean, I feel once this Sarah deal goes through, I feel good.
Let's close up this Sarah deal and get to watch these movies.
I mean, you said Barry Lyndon sucks, so you can have that one.
I didn't say it sucked.
Yeah, but it does. It's like 4.5 hours and a lot of candles.
So what else? Bad. Barry Lyndon what?
It's in the 1700s.
And 500 Days?
Okay, deal. Four.
What's the deal?
Two for two.
For They Live and Children of Men?
Yes.
Barry Lyndon and...
500 Days of Summer.
Barry Lyndon and 500 Days of Summer.
For... God, I'm such a weird...
They Live and Children of Men.
Sarah's so... But it seems so much like tougher than I am right now. I'm getting like this Victorian costume drama and a romantic comedy for a Rowdy Roddy Piper movie and a badass sci-fi movie with Clive Owen.
Can you summarize this trade one more time?
Yes. I'm getting 500 Days of Summer... And Barry Lyndon, which was Sarah's choice. I let her choose any of the Kubrick movies. I would have loved Full Metal Jacket.
For
They Live and Children of Men.
That is the perfect trade to go out on here, because that's the trade of the night. A lot of qualities on both sides there. You know, this isn't... This isn't
very
my
different.
Weird animation DVD for the weird Ukrainian animation DVD.
Yes.
This is a real... this is an important trade. I feel like we did a lot of good swapping here. A lot of good trades. Is everyone feeling like they're left with...
I can't believe no one took Kite Runner.
Yeah, I'm surprised my giant didn't move. But do you guys feel like you're leaving with better DVD collections than you showed up with?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what the DVD said.
I kind of feel like Dan Meth is sort of like monopolizing, just throwing his money around a lot with his DVDs.
I kind of missed the... I didn't realize we were supposed to have like stacks of good movies.
I like that you looked at my stack of My Giant and the Blind Melon concert DVD and called it a stack of good movies.
Yeah. Jeff, I think you were the mogul of the evening. You really like got a lot for your DVDs. Didn't you get 3 for 1 in there or something?
Yeah. Well, there was a video game.
There was
a video game involved, you know? That's like gold. That's the gold standard. Guys, thank you so much for participating in this wonderful...
This is fun. Thanks for having me.
More fun than I thought it would be throwing around trading pieces of garbage.
That's it. That's episode 50. Got some Jeff Rubin. Fact checks, and then a programming note. But first, gotta do that fact check. I believe at some point, I'm not sure who, no one's pointing fingers. This isn't about someone being wrong. It's just about a pursuit of the truth. Someone said that Mark Foster had directed Casino Royale. That is not true. He directed Quantum of Solace. I implied there was a lot of John McEnroe humor in the Ben Stiller Show for some reason. I don't think that's correct. I don't know why I said that. I looked it up later and there was nothing. So unclear what I was thinking of when I said that. This one's not so much a correction as an addition. Pat, I believe it was, mentioned that The Matrix was the first DVD to cross some important sales threshold. That was that The Matrix was the first DVD to sell 1 million copies, and I know that because I set the record, and I'm not making this up, I set the world record for most Trivial Pursuit 90s edition technology questions answered in 60 seconds. That's a real record I set over at recordsetter.com. That's a video. You can go look it up. And that was actually one of the questions. I don't remember if it's in the video, but it's somewhere in that large stack of Trivial Pursuit questions. Also, I briefly thought earlier in the episode that perhaps the Terminator was sued regarding an episode of The Twilight Zone. That is, that's not true. What I was thinking of, I believe, is that the people behind the Terminator, including James Cameron, were sued by Harlan Ellison over an episode of The Outer Limits. So I am glad we cleared that up. Okay, on to some business. When I started this podcast way back in July of 2011, I didn't know if it was going to be something I enjoyed. I didn't know if it was something I could do. But I decided that if I was going to try it, I wanted to, you know, make sure I was doing it right and giving it a fair shot. And I wanted to try to do it well. So I made a commitment to both myself and you people to do 50 episodes, and I talked about this, I think, in maybe the 10th episode. I don't know. Like, anyone's going to go back. And so I said I was going to do 50 episodes. Well, first I said I was going to do 10 episodes no matter what. That was fun. I think in the 10th one I said I was going to do 50 episodes no matter what. And this whole time I said we'd get one out every single week. And I did that, except for, I think, Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is why we're calling episode 50 a year. Even though it isn't exactly right. But I am not going to be releasing an episode next week because it is July 4th, but also because I have decided that I will still release an episode every week except for the first Tuesday of any month. This was the most organized thing I could think of because I'm kind of a creature of habit and I need to have these goals. I need to know that one needs to get up no matter what, I think, is the circumstances under which some of the best episodes have been produced. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure it was something that was sustainable because this is something I plan on doing for a while. And it's still going to be a big part, frankly, of my life. This show is a big part of my life. When I meet people, when I meet girls, which, you know, sometimes, I have to explain that I have a podcast. I'm still not totally comfortable saying those words. I have a podcast. But it's a little better. It makes it a little okay when I get to say no. But there are some people that listen to it. And not only do they listen to it, they will email me. And I'm not just a crazy person. And I get to say that second part because of you guys. So thank you so much to the listeners. I love doing this show. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to hit 100 episodes of this show. I'm telling you, I am doing this show at least... I mean, let's be realistic. I'm probably doing this show for the rest of my life. But at least I'm committing right now for 100 episodes. We are going to do 100 episodes. The second 50, going to take a little bit longer than the first 50 because we're going to be taking that 1 week off a month. I don't know how long it'll take to get to 100 at that rate. No one knows. That math is impossible. Literally no one can do that math. But it doesn't matter how long it takes because we're going to get there and it's going to be a fun ride. Because I already have some really fun stuff planned in the immediate future. While we're here, while I'm rambling, I want to throw out a few more thank yous. Because I owe them. There's a lot of people that help out with this show whose names aren't in the title. And I don't usually thank them. So I'm going to try to make amends. Want to big ups to Kevin Corrigan and Matt Isolde, who are kind of my guinea pigs for this show. And very often... not only give me ideas for episodes or feedback or things I need to talk about when I tell them about the guests, but also will just listen to the show and give me feedback on it and always really good feedback that makes the show better. So thank you guys. Thank you to Scott Wiener, a.k.a. Scott from Scott's Pizza Tours. There's a whole episode about him way back in episode 3, I want to say. Scott got me set up with most of this recording equipment, the mic I'm holding right now. I've asked him so many stupid questions over the years about mic, over the year, not years yet, just the year so far. So many recording questions. How should I record this? How should I record that? I maybe should have asked him a little more before I recorded this 50th episode spectacular, but he's always been helpful for that, and so generously has lent me the use of his song Dinosaurs for the theme song. So many people all the time, always asking. What is that theme song? What is the theme to your show? It is Dinosaurs by the Bikini Car Wash Company, which is a thinly veiled front for Scott. Check out the video, which is by Matt, one of the first people, I think, Matt Isolda. The video is on YouTube, the album's on iTunes, and Scott's Pizza Tour is in New York. Check that out. Oh, man, who else do I have to thank? Jess Adji. Jess, what's up? Jess, the part I have the most difficulty with on this show is booking. I hate emailing people and asking them to do things. Jess is always available to help me figure out the best way to do that. Thank you, Jess. Thank you to Streeter. Streeter's always throwing me episodes. Pat, always giving me ideas for episodes in addition to being on whenever and always making the show amazing. Of course, the art for the show was done by Caldwell Tanner, who is, I mean this when I say this, probably the best artist working in the medium of internet and somehow still getting better. Gotta thank Dave Cho. Dave Cho, you are always giving me good notes on the Jeff Rubin Show. One that comes to mind is Dave is the person that told me that I don't have to be unreasonably excited in the opening moments of the episode. Seems obvious now that we're talking about it, but that's something I loved hearing and no longer having to do. So if you loved no longer hearing me do it, be like me. Thank Dave Cho. Patrick McCormack, don't think I forgot about you. Patrick is someone who listens to the show and just sent in that end music that I'm going to fade in right about now. I use this music every week, Patrick, and every single week I think, thank God this dude sent me this music. I don't know what I'd do without it. And all the guests who have been on the show, sometimes under ridiculous circumstances. One more thank you for the listeners, and a triple thank you for everyone that has left me a review on iTunes. That's right, I'm going to turn this like genuine moment I was having into a plea for iTunes reviews, because the podcast is just that big a part of my life now that I am willing to sell out my soul for it. Hope you enjoyed the episode, everybody. Another year of these coming up. I, of course, will tell you all about them if you follow me on my Facebook fan page, at my Tumblr, which is jeffrubin.com, at, you think I know these by now, on my YouTube page, youtube.com/jeffrubin, and on Twitter, where I am at Jeff Rubin Show. This is one of my favorite things to do. I don't mean plugging the social media sites. I mean doing the podcasting thing in general. I like it so much, it's worth doing the plugging. And I want to once again, just very sincerely from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for giving me the net of actually listening that gives me the confidence to make the show. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll talk then. Bye for now.